Bible prophecy is real, and we can trust God at his word. With me today is Tim Mahoney, the filmmaker of Patterns of Evidence, and this time he's looking at the evidence for prophecy, and specifically about the Israel dilemma. What has God said about Israel, and how is it unfolded today? Tim, it's great to have you here.
Well, thank you, John, for having me on. Yes, tonight is the night we're showing this movie, The Israel Dilemma, Ancient Prophecies. And this film came about because of what happened in the last year in Israel. I wasn't planning on making this film, but I when I saw what happened and I saw how the world was reacting to it, that's when I became, felt very certain that we needed to talk about, well, who are these people? These people live in Israel. What's the history? Because the Bible has an awful lot to say about the nation of Israel.
Yeah, the Bible talks so much about the nation of Israel specifically. And one of my favorite prophecies to look at, and we can see real life proof, was that God would regather his people back to the land. And we saw that fulfillment in 1948. And the people speak Hebrew. It is in that same land, and they are called Israel. And it is a fulfillment of, prophecy that was a couple thousand years old that so many people wrote off because they said this is never going to happen. But I love, Tim, that you have had basically you've kind of made part of your documentary career about this patterns of evidence. And you're looking for, where is the proof? This is what the Bible says. Where is the proof? Let's look at this. Let's find that pattern. Talk about how you've come to some of these patterns that you've seen with prophecy.
Yes. And for the audience who doesn't know, patterns of evidence is a scientific approach to investigate the Bible. And so the science basically says, well, it looks for patterns based on information. And the information that we have is the Bible is telling us that certain events happened. They happened in certain ways. And so, for example, in this particular film, the Bible says that God made a covenant with the nation of Israel. And it was because of Abraham. God made a covenant with Abraham. And he said that your descendants would walk this land. And in the future, I'm going to promise this land to your descendants. And that's basically the story of the Bible is this relationship between God and people. And at the so if anyone understands what the story of the Bible, there's Abraham has all these descendants. They end up going down to Egypt and they grow into a multitude and they become the nation of Israel. They leave and they go to Mount Sinai and they basically make a covenant with God. They make an agreement with God that they will be his people. And that he will be their God. And what ends up happening is that Moses, who writes the first five books of the Bible through inspiration of God, he says, listen, there are blessings if you obey God, and there's curses if you disobey. And so I started to hone in on that. Our team honed in on that, this covenant that was made with the nation. And what Moses says is that you're going to first have a kingdom. So he says there's going to be a kingdom that you're going to have. But if you disobey God, and by the way, you will disobey God, that kingdom is going to be destroyed and because of your sin. And then secondly, he says you're going to be scattered amongst the nations. You're going to be persecuted. But then God is going to show his mercy and you're going to be returned to the land. And that's what we look for. We look for those five steps in this pattern. We look for those five different steps and we find amazing evidence of prophecy being fulfilled.
Yeah. And I love how you use dramatizations of some of these prophetic utterances that we're looking at and then just how you kind of reveal that. So let's take a look at some of these clips that you have. And this one is about young King Jehoiachin.
And he carried away Jehoiakim to Babylon, the king's mother, the king's wives, his officials, and the chief men of the land he took into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon.
King Jehoiakim was a young prince who ruled as king of Judah for only 1 year between 598 and 597.
Well, what's fascinating about this is that Jehoiakim is, the Bible tells us who he was, and that for 1 year he served. And because all these kings in Israel, you're going to see all the ones that did not obey God. Finally, he's taken away to Babylon, and he's captured there. But once again, God's faithfulness. So what's unique about this is that this film is going to show you evidence from the kingdom of David all the way through to this destruction of the Israel and Judah, the nations, I mean, the different parts of the nation when it divided. We're going to show you from other countries, other nations, their archaeology and their documents are pointing back, mirroring the Bible. And why this is important is that we're going to show and establish that God is telling us certain things. We have prophets coming back to life in this film. We have Isaiah, we have Hezekiah, we have Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel that are talking to the people. God used prophets to warn them and to say, turn back to God. And so these prophets are prophesying, and we can see in the documentation that these events happen earlier in time than when some people thought they happened. And what that means is that they're prophecies. God is warning in advance, and then we're going to see the archaeology is testifying to God fulfilling his warning, and that the nation then is going to be destroyed. And we're going to see from the archaeology of Assyria and from Babylon how this happened and how awful it was, because they were persecuted very severely. And then eventually the film winds up with it, the return to the land. Now, why is this important today? In the sense that, do we have a historical understanding about what God is doing? And it does seem as if the nation of Israel, God has somehow chosen this nation out of all nations to reveal who he is to the world. And so that's why I think it's important for us, as we're dealing with a lot of activities that are happening there now, that we understand how this all came into being.
And with the making of this film, actually the whole Patterns of Evidence series, you actually had the opportunity to go to Israel years ago and interview the prime minister and the president. And so you have some exclusive interviews in this film with Benjamin Netanyahu and Shimon Peres. And those, what are some of the insights that they were able to give back then that you're seeing maybe unfold in a different way now?
Those interviews were profound in a way because, you know, I was a nobody. I just asked, I felt like I should go to the nation and ask to talk about the Bible. And when people have asked me, well, what's this film about? Is this a film about politics or whatever? No, this film is about the Bible and about prophecy and about God unfolding events. So when I went to talk with Benjamin Netanyahu, I asked him many questions that were biblical in nature. About the nation of Israel and how it came into being. And the same thing was true with Shimon Peres. Now, these men, I think the profound thing that I learned is sitting in the room with them and talking with them, you start to understand they're different. They're different people than the normal person. There's a reason why their stature is such. They have a presence about them when you're around the leader that basically says, this guy is the leader, or he has those. There's an aura about a leader. And that was one of the things that I sensed. Now, Shimon Peres talked about how in 1948 that Ben-Gurion held up a Bible. He was the first president of Israel. And when they came back out of after 2,000 years, and in one day they became a nation, he says, we are about the Bible. And so this is we are seeing history, and we're seeing, I think, prophecy unfolding. And I think it's easy to get wore out by that sometimes. Mm-hmm. People kind of go, oh, yeah, I've heard this over and over again, and they said it's over here or it's going to happen here, whatever. But I think that we need to pay attention. And the best place to start is at the beginning.
Yeah.
So we start this film in Genesis, and we work our way through this through Genesis, and we understand about God's creation, the fall of man. Then we learn about Noah and what happens then in the flood, and then we go to the Tower of Babel, and then that leads us eventually to Abraham, where God then chooses a man that he's going to have a relationship with, and he's going to bless him. And so I think for a lot of us, it's important for us to have a biblical understanding of how we got to where we are today, because things are, I think, still percolating, and I don't think the issues with Israel are going to be going away.
Yeah, there's a, especially since the attacks in on October 7th of 2023, there's been a heightened sense of focus, especially prophetically, on the land of Israel, because we can look at the end of the Bible and see, oh, we're heading there faster than we originally thought, or that we thought before September or October 7th. Well, let's take a look at another clip that you have about, we looked at young Jehoiachin. Now let's take a look at old Jehoiachin.
In the 37th year of the exile of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, evil Merodach, king of Babylon, graciously freed Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from prison. A regular allowance was given him by the king according to his daily needs as long as he lived.
A remarkable discovery connected to this came in the form of an artifact known as the Jehoiakim Ration Tablet.
And it's actually referring to King Jehoiakim of Judah and his sons, who receive on a monthly basis, they've received food rations, including sesame oil, and exactly the rations are mentioned. And this we find in Babylonian cuneiform tablets.
This matches perfectly what is stated in the Bible.
10 sila of oil to Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and 2.5 sila of oil to the sons of the king of Judah.
Wow. I follow biblical archaeology finds pretty good. That one's new to me. And that's really interesting because it even gives the specific measurements that the Bible lays out. I mean, so what happens if we read the Bible and then archaeology doesn't back up what the Bible says? We haven't had that happen yet, but like, there would be some discrepancies there, but we always see is verification that what the Bible says is true.
Yeah. Well, what we're seeing is a pattern of evidence, you know. I mean, there's more evidence, I think, for the Bible than there are for so many other events that people take at hand. But what ends up happening is that there's a rebellion going on. There's a rebellion against the God of heaven and earth. And so people are looking for excuses not to believe in God. And, anyway, the whole point of this film here, I think, is to see that there are ancient prophecies that relate to the nation of Israel that were talking about this relationship that God had with his people. So there's a lot to be learned in this film, and it's very inspiring as well, just as you saw that, you know, the very, like you didn't know this, but the very grocery list
of
Jehoiakim is found in these records, and it's matching the Bible just like that. Now, the other thing is King Hezekiah. You know, if you've got people that are, you know, all of us are under stress and duress, and with finances and with life and with health, family, it might be. This film can be a great encouragement, The Israel Dilemma, because we're going to tell a story about King Hezekiah. And King Hezekiah has this king, King Sennacherib, that's coming down, and he has basically wiped out every kingdom. And he's mocking God. He's mocking God. And he's basically saying, don't depend upon your God. He says, oh, listen, I've burned all the other gods. And if you try to depend upon your God, I'm going to deal with you very severely. And we're telling the story of how Isaiah, you know, comes and, you know, King Hezekiah is crying out to the Lord. We filmed these scenes. We're bringing back King Hezekiah to life, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah. You're going to be seeing these characters. And I don't think anyone has ever told the story from Genesis all the way through to this time period. This is the first time it's ever been done, in my understanding.
Yeah.
And we're going to show you the evidence of God fulfilling his word. But this is inspirational because King Hezekiah calls out on the Lord and God provides. And you're going to see the evidence of how God provided and spared Jerusalem. And so, you know, if you've got, you know, concerns or burdens, I grew up in a family, a broken home. I grew up with a mom who cried out to the Lord. You know, I think about it, and we were on welfare. So I know what it's like to cry out to the Lord when you don't have enough to get by. And so that's why this film, I think, can be an encouragement as well. It's not just about archaeology. It's about being encouraged that God is faithful to his word.
Amen. Well, you just mentioned a clip about Hezekiah and Isaiah, and so let's play that. We've got a little bit of time here.
Okay.
The Bible records that then Hezekiah humbled himself and threw himself on the mercy of God. Isaiah the prophet brought the king a swift response from the Lord, saying that the king of Assyria would not set foot in Jerusalem.
All right, so you have the dramatic representation of those, and so the king of Assyria would not step foot in Israel. What proof do we have about that, Tim?
Well, we're going to show you what Sennacherib says. he's political spin. We have it today, but we've had it for thousands of years, and he's going to put a spin on it because he's going to say, "I locked King Hezekiah up like a bird in a cage." That's what his records are going to record. Well, the Bible tells us that 185,000 of his troops were killed overnight.
Yeah.
And he had to go back to his kingdom. And so once again, there's times when we can call out to the Lord and he can be our deliverer. And we're going to see that what the Bible says, you're going to see what happens to these other kings. But once again, it's turning back to the Lord is what made this work. And that's the message I think that this film is about, is return to the Lord. If you don't, there's hard times, there's judgment, there's difficulties if you try to do it your own way.
Yeah, there's such a strong lesson to be learned about that. So Tim, how can people find this film? Where can they go to see it? And what dates are it available?
They can go to patternsofevidence.com. patternsofevidence.com, and they will see the film there. They can watch the trailer, and they can also then hit tickets, and that'll take them to a ticketing site, and they can put in their zip code, find out where a theater is near them. We're in almost 500 theaters around the nation, and that's how they can be able to see the film. And it's tonight. It's November 13th, 14th, and 17th, November 13th, 14th, and 17th. That's Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Yeah, and that's an important thing to keep in mind. If you don't get to see it on the 13th, you still got the 14th and 17th. And I'm sure that there will be streaming options and you can get the DVDs at some point down the road. But we want to get people to the theaters the best way that we can. And I personally highly recommend the whole Patterns of Evidence series. I've interviewed Tim many times about this because I love his approach, this very scientific approach as a filmmaker to explaining the patterns of evidence that we see. The Bible says this. This is what history and archaeology says. And we can trust that if God says it, it's true. Tim Mahoney, thank you so much for being here today to talk about the Israel dilemma and the patterns of evidence.
Well, thank you, John, for sharing it with your audience. I really appreciate it.